Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning to honorable members and colleagues.
A very good morning, DG. Good morning, honorable members.
Yeah, boy. Kalebo, alebo.
Morning to everybody. I think the time is 10 o'clock now. And we have to start the meeting, hoping that everybody has logged in. I have noticed that we have two DGs here. One DG has apologized, is with the minister somewhere, and another one's here. But let us officially start the meeting. Honorable members, you are all welcome to this session. It's your meeting where we will be having a briefing by the Department of Public Enterprise on the outcomes of the forensic investigation at ALESCO and the progress made in implementing turnaround strategy. I think that is, in a sense, the reason why we are here to engage on the report that will be presented in terms of the outcomes of the forensic investigation, and also get some sense of to what extent is the department is implementing the turnaround strategy to improve the situation at this ill entity, which is ALESCO. Just to start with the apologies, honorable members, I do have an apology of both the minister and the deputy minister. The minister is in the meeting, an agent meeting with the SAA, PRP, which is the business rescue practitioners, and apparently there are developments there they have to handle as a matter of agent. In that meeting, according to my understanding, is attending that session with the Director General. But I'm seeing the Director General logging here, is here now. Mine is not to chase away the DG, it was also important, is welcome to be part of this session. He will explain that double kind of confusing apology. And also the deputy minister is on leave. I think we know the deputy minister has been always being present in this meeting. When there is such an apology, it means that there is really a genuine reason for him not to be part of this meeting. In terms of members, I didn't get any apology of members of this portfolio committee who are not attending. I hope those who have not yet logged in, they are still coming. Without wasting our time, because we always have our portfolio committee in the morning, while in the afternoon we have a sitting on Wednesday. Therefore, I don't want us to waste any time. But unless the secretary wants to quickly take me through some other apologies.
Yebo, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. The apologies.
Oh, before you come, secretary.
Okay.
Let us officially welcome you from your paternity leave and congratulate you for your additional member of your family. I know you are a happy man. That you have this second member of your family. We really congratulate you. We are happy that you come back. By the way, we were in good hands with the previous acting secretary also. She has done a stand job. Thank you so much. You can come in.
Uh, Thank you for the compliments, Chair, and the well wishes. Indeed, I'm happy that I've grown the family. I'm contributing. And I will pass the gratitude to my colleague, Madia, who has helped me very well. With regards to the apologies I've received, Mr. Kachalia and Mr. Mare, they said that due to the elections taking place today, that they will not be able to attend the portfolio committee meeting. Those are the two that sent me messages. Thank you, Chair.
Well, that's a strange apology, I have to say that, with Honorable Kachalia and Mare, because it sends a very, very, very bad kind of a trend, because we are all coming from political parties here, and we are deployed here. And it doesn't mean that there are no other members of the organization. In this by-election, also our organization is partaking very strongly. And there are people there, and we have been told to focus here when there is a particular responsibility to hand here. It's only when we are free here that we can be able to go. And therefore, that kind of an apology is really a bit overboard. But let's go to the business of the day. Honorable member, Mr. Director General, I think it's your time to introduce your colleagues who will be assisting us in terms of getting this information, and then thereafter you also pave their way. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you for giving us again this opportunity to come and brief the portfolio committee on the work that you are doing as Department of Public Enterprises. I'm accompanied this morning by Ms. Marunga Mutengu, who will be doing the presentation. Marunga is the head of the mining unit in the department, so she has direct responsibility for Alexco. We also have online here Mr. Sibusiso Kambule, who heads up the DG's office. We also have the parliamentary liaison officer for the ministry, Mr. Lebohang Tekane, who is with us this morning. Chair, the issue of Alexco has been quite a difficult and protracted issue for many years. As you all recall, I think it was 2003 when the courts agreed that the land that had been taken away from the Rakers for communities in 1928 to extract diamonds, which diamonds served this country during those many dark years, mainly to pay for some of the arms acquisitions that this country was making. And these communities were displaced to what you may call today reservations all over the Rachtersfeld area, and in the towns of Almenys, there's a Kubus and Lekkerseng out there. And in 2007, there was eventually an agreement with government which was pulled into what was called a deed of settlement. We informed how the community will be compensated for those many years of being displaced from their land, of having the minerals that comes off that land being utilized for the benefit of everyone else except that particular community. That plan, which was the deed of settlement, its implementation has been made very difficult by some of the challenges that we have had. And many people from outside the Rastafari inserting themselves into the affairs of the community, sowing division in those communities, such that we saw various structures of the Communal Property Association, CPA, that have been established by the Department of Rural Development collapsing. And we have seen in the process that some of the funds that had been made available to that to those communities being misused, and also caused the assets that ADEXCO left behind as it posed the decision on land settlement being allowed to be destroyed, to disappear, and to and deteriorate. For instance, some of the orchards that had been planted and produced for many years, provided not only for ADEXCO but for the communities around Rachtersfeld, were left with the irrigation system not being tended to, such that today that those trees are best used for firewood rather than for rather than for producing fruit. Today, as we're sitting here, Chair, the situation has not improved. We have the Rachtersfeld community structures are currently in administration. Rural Development has appointed an administrator for that particular purpose. We are hoping that by December, and Roma will expand on those timelines, that there will be a new CPA structure, which hopefully is representative of the communities, but also has the interest of the communities at heart and is intent on ensuring development is brought to Rachtersfeld. On the side of ADEXCO, in which there is a joint venture, which is called the Pooling and Sharing Joint Venture, with the community company, the Rachtersfeld Mining Company, which has a 49% interest in that joint venture with government, which has 51%. We have also had our fair share of problems, and really sometimes this, when we put them with this mild language of challenges, problems, we hide exactly what has been happening. It has very been much caught up the state capture project that we have seen unfolding in many of our SOEs in this country. We have seen the board appointed taking over the asset and ensuring that it puts in place people that will be complicit in ensuring that state project, state capture project succeeds. In the process, we had a company called Scarlet Sky Investments that was given the right to market and sell the diamonds of Rachtersfeld. That's an issue that was picked up in the Kobodo report, and Moronga is going to expand on it, including the progress that we have made up to now. We are made aware, Chair, as well, that ADEXCO will be making an appearance fairly soon at Zondo Commission, which is a good development so that the issues that this business has been seized with can be brought to light. On that note, Chair, maybe before I hand over to Moronga, I just wanted to say that we have also revived a government-wide a committee to ensure that there's a coordinated effort in addressing not only ADEXCO-related matters, which to a large extent we are almost at the end of implementation of that component of the deed of settlement as DPE, but also to ensure community-related issues are addressed, to ensure that the incorporation of Alexandra Bay into the Rachtersfeld local municipality is carried through successfully. We have that committee includes Department of Mineral and Energy, Department of Agriculture, Rural Development and Land Reform, as well as the Department of COCTA. The DGs of those four departments will be meeting during the course of the day today, Chair. Moronga, can I hand over to you to do the presentation? Thank you.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members and colleagues. I just want to share my presentation. So I'll be taking the committee through the background of how the investigation came about, also the progress and the findings and the recommendations of the forensic, also the progress in that regard, and also give feedback in terms of the turnaround strategy to improve the operations at the Alexco. If I can give a quick background, around December 2017-18, the department received a number of complaints from marine contractors who previously had contracted at the PHJV that they were excluded from the 2018 procurement cycle. And this was mainly because those contractors had raised issues with management, and management was unhappy with the way the issues were raised. So in that they excluded those contractors unfairly in the procurement cycle. And following that, those complaints, the department visited the Richtersveld and held a meeting with the contractors just to get to the extent of the complaints brought forward, as well as the allegations that were being raised by the contractors. The engagement was held also with the PSJV board and management to ensure that all the parties, you know, they are given a fair chance to present their versions, and that the department gets an overall understanding of the challenges and the problems that are facing the PSJV and how these complaints arose. In the engagement with the contractors, there were a number of allegations raised, allegations of intimidation, unfair exclusion, unauthorized mining activity. Those are the coffer dams that were mined, dishonest reporting of diamond revenues, and also the unlawful appointment of SSI, which is the marketing sales provider. So the department then, following the meeting with the contractors, had a meeting with the PSJV management so that they can respond to the allegations raised. And upon our engagement with them, there were a number of issues that we were concerned with in terms of the PSJV responding to the allegations. They did advise that there was a legal opinion that supported their reasons for excluding those miners in the procurement cycle. And also there was also a lack of plausible responses from the PSJV in terms of some of the allegations that were raised, including the environmental damages and so forth. Upon the discussions with the two parties, the department recommended that, you know, further investigation is warranted, given that the contractors provided plausible and logical explanation. On the other hand, there was the PSJV could not adequately respond to the allegations that were raised. Consequently, in 2019, we appointed Gobodo Forensic Investigative Accounting, who for a period of 3 months to undertake the investigation to these allegations. The scope of work included the validity of the decision taken by the PSJV board to exclude the miners, the procurement processes of appointing SSI, the process followed in valuing the diamonds, the prices of diamonds that were realized, the failure also to adhere to access to information, as there were allegations that the PSJV did or refused to give them contractors information, and that was part of the contract. And also there was Govoda to investigate the legality of the Kofadam operations, which are alleged to have an adverse environmental damage. Indeed, the Govoda investigation uncovered that there were irregular actions committed by the board and the executive, and they and following that report, there was a number of recommendations and findings in the report. In terms of number one, the validity of the decision, they did find that there was a breakdown in the relationship between the contractors and the PSJV, but this it's been historical. However, the PSJV failed to address the issues raised by the contractors in accordance with the policies and the contract with the PSJV, and that the decision taken by the CEO and the board to exclude the contractors was not in accordance with the unanimous resolution. So the recommendation from Gobodo was that disciplinary action should be taken against Mervin Carstens, who was then the CEO, for irregularly excluding the miners from the procurement cycle. In terms of procurement of SSI, they did find that when SSI was appointed in 2015, that is the first appointment, SSI did not meet the requirements of the tender, and that the proposal had been changed to and manipulated to favor SSI. The recommendation was that the tender the first tender was irregular, and that they should terminate the appointment of SSI, and also SSI was appointed for the second time in 2016, even though it was irregularly appointed in 2015. In that respect, Govoda found that the procurement process was not followed properly, and then there was in terms of shortlisting, there was no evaluation. So basically, the procurement processes were flaunted. The recommendation from there was to also to consider terminating Scarlet Sky contract. In the evaluation of diamonds, they did that in terms of the skills that the PSJV had in evaluating the diamonds were lacking, and that there will be shortcomings in terms of that person valuing the diamonds according to the market the price. So the recommendation from there was that the PSJV should appoint an independent evaluator, the person who has inadequate skills and experience in that field, so that a benchmark, and they did find that they were ostensibly lower, the PSJV diamond price were ostensibly lower than the market price. In terms of the allocation to give access, that the some of the production, in terms of the DMRE was not properly accounted for. So then that would short, there was a shortfall in terms of what was mined and what was actually reported. Gobodo then recommended that disciplinary action again be taken against Mr. Mervin Carstens for disregarding the agreement and refusing in giving information to the contractors. In terms of the legality of the Kofa Dam operations, this operation is an activity that can result in a disturbance of the ecosystem, and it requires a thorough environmental impact assessment and also mitigation on how you or how the company is going to restore the area to at least to its original form. It appeared that in 2012, when the activity started, the PSJV did not get proper permission in terms of Section 24 of the NEMA Act to commence with the operations, and that the letter from DMRE was misrepresented by the PSJV, and that the Gobodo recommended that also the action against Mr. the PSJV, disciplinary action against Mr. Mervin, be taken for contravening the NEMA Act. And progress to date in terms of implementation of the recommendations, we can say that the PSJV has terminated the sales and marketing contract with Scarlet Sky. This was done around August, even though Scarlet Sky indicated that they would challenge the termination. There has not been any further communication from Scarlet Sky post the first letter that indicated that they wanted to take further steps. So Aleco subsequently is using, so that operations can continue, they have procured the services of the Diamond Exchange and Export Center, which is it's an agency of the state that is under the South African Diamond Precious Metals Regulator under the DMRE. The first sale started in October this year, and the PSJV indicated that they were quite happy with the services offered. The DEEC also offers services to a number of private diamond companies as well. And on the termination of or the disciplinary action to be taken against the PSJV, Mr. Mervin, his employment was terminated in, I think he was suspended early this year, but in August, his employment was terminated. The case was then brought to the CECMA, and it is ongoing, where the CEO and the PSJV are trying to finalize the matter. And in that, so that we can, the operations can continue, there has been an acting CEO in that role as the board conducts a recruitment process for the new CEO. And as the DG alluded earlier on, the report has since been shared with the Zondo Commission of Inquiry for further investigation. And also in terms of the NEMA, maybe I did not include that one, where the Kofa Dams, I believe there is a case has been opened at the Western Cape where they're looking at the contravention of the NEMA Act. So in terms of the forensic investigation, there has been a progress in that regard, and we are hoping that by the end of this year we would have finalized the matter at CCMA with the CEO of the PSJV. If I can go to the implementation of the turnaround strategy. I think the DG did allude earlier on that the company is still facing a number of challenges, and unfortunately, and also exacerbated by the COVID, they had to take drastic measures, including retrenchment of employees, without these austerity measures, the diamond production or the diamond operation would be at risk of shutting down or facing liquidation, and also looking at the operations around that area. A number of companies have closed down or they are under business rescue. And the PSCV remains the largest employer in that area. So it's quite important that we find a solution soon so that we can sustain the community of the Rechtersveld. And in that, so the PSCV is in the short term is looking at how it can enhance diamond revenue and also improve production, and also if it is possible, expand the operation. However, in the long term, we proposed earlier, I think we earlier on, where we presented six options, with the preferred option being consolidating the state mineral assets in order to optimize and align the state participation in the mineral sector. In that regard, the technical intergovernmental team has been established with the DMRE, the National Treasury, and also the Rural Development, to look into how we can, in terms of the transfer of the mineral rights, and also look at how, on a broader level, we can improve the socioeconomic, challenges that are faced by the Rechtersveld community, given that there is very limited opportunities for employment in that area. So the team is tasked with developing a comprehensive assessment of Alexco, and also a stakeholder consultation plan, where we will show that we get support from all the stakeholders in terms of implementing our preferred option. We envisage that by end of this financial year, which is March 2021, we as a department jointly with the DMRE, there would be a cabinet memo or cabinet submission where approval will be sought or endorsement will be sought in terms of our preferred option. That is the end of my presentation. Over to you, DG.
DG?
My apologies. Apologies, Chair. I was saying that the work continues on Alexco itself, and ensuring that the mine is brought to optimum operation. We had shared previously the options that we have available on dealing with Alexco, and the preferred option is to have the the mine combined with SOMCO, the AMFC, and that has been put before the Department of Minerals and Energy to consider and to advise us. We have also had taken the issue through the cluster system here within government, in the economic cluster, to seek their consensus on that option. The forum that I have referred to earlier, the four departments, should help us to address that issue as well as to where does Alex eventually end up. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you, DG. Honorable members, that is the presentation by the Department of Public Enterprise. Thank you to the person who has made a very comprehensive report. We would like, therefore, to allow everybody a chance to engage the report. As usually, I will just go to each and every member for participation. I'm just looking at the members that are present. We have Honorable Kwanazi.
Thanks, Chair.
Okay.
Thank you, Zwakala.
Zwakala, Kahle.
Thanks, Chair. Good morning, Chairperson, honorable members, the DG and the officials. Ngiyafisa, Chairperson, ukuthi ukwamukela ubaba omusha. Congratulations, Tisang. Chairperson, I think I must acknowledge the presenter for and the DG for the comprehensive report that have presented. But Chair, I just want to have a clarity on bullet 4. On the options, it says, I think it's light 12 or the light. On the bullet 4, it says 6 options were proposed. Can you further elaborate for me on that one? But also on the issue of the time frame, the last bullet, it says the end of the financial year. Maybe from the look of things, from your observation as you are in a day-to-day operations, are we... are you going to bet in the recommendation? For now, Chair, thank you.
Honorable Mkwanazi. Honorable Mkwanazi.
Yes, Chairperson.
Yes, you are cutting a bit. I think there is a set. There is a time when you lapse totally. Can you again rephrase your?
Okay, I question? Said on the.
You disappeared again.
On the last issue, say if the DG can, from his observation, because he's on day to day operation, are they going to make it to that time? Thank you so much.
Honorable Mkwanazi, you might have to come back again because you were not clear. There is a lot of cutting, you disappear and then come. Just hold on, I will again recall you at some point to continue with your question.
Okay.
Yeah. Is Honorable Kachalia is not here, but Honorable Mawotwe, I wonder if you're ready because you have not log in time. I'm not sure, but let me try you.
Thanks, and good morning to everyone. Apologies for logging in late. I was dealing with some network issues here in the rural Northwest. But maybe, Chair, take the first round. I'll come in the second round.
Okay. Understandable. Honorable Piri. Honorable Piri, are you in here? Honorable Piri is not here. Let me go to Honorable Kumede.
Chair, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Yes, loud and clear, sir.
Thank you very much. Let me join others and congratulate. Well done, you have represented us well as people of South Africa, as well as men, to be on our side, that you add value to the nation. As well as the report as presented. The unfortunate part is the DG taking us beyond the context or the content of the report that we are to consider today. I'm saying that because he has brought in the land issue, which in fact it's very, very much controversial. However, what I wanted to observe is that in many instances, Chair, I want to find out from the department, is there no way that some of these things are speedily resolved? Because as they are tracking from what we heard from the DG, is that they open up the kind of dynamic. Not among the executives, but as well as among the community structures or community members, as well as that these processes are at times too costly and expensive. And I'm not sure whether Alexco is in a position to financially sustain all these challenges that they are facing. It could be in terms of money and many other things. Because I just want to find out what could be some other things that are holding the department or the PSJV to finalize the land settlement. Could it be for funds or the division within the community structures or governance itself? If we have the board that is not strong enough to address matters, it will be interested for us to get to know. Because the moment we delay, we drag, and then these things tend to be to take too long. My observation as well, Chair, is we seem to be taking too long to respond. You know, it's only now that this matter is before the commission. If when these matters were reported and we instantly perhaps took action. I don't know whether the intervention of the investigating officer Goboto took more than what in fact is expected. But I have an observation that says in many instances, we seem to be taking almost too long. We hear that some of the recommendations by the by Goboto is that the CEO be disciplined, and as well as SSI be terminated. They were appointed in 2015. I'm trying to say, as well as Chair, you find that as with discipline, the CEO or terminate the CEO, I haven't heard of any monetary value that that is attached to the behavior of the CEO, which in fact tells me that what is his benefit in terms of conducting some irregular proceedings. What was his benefit in all that? What I'm trying to say is, what could be, we will all suspect that there is something, hey, I'm sorry here, I'm in elections, and now people are making noise. I'm sorry for that, Chair. But what's happening is, we are not sure what in fact was the CEO benefiting, and what money value was SSI benefiting. And there is another pertinent question here. As we are saying that SSI was selling the diamonds at a low price, what is that? What is the benefit? You know, I'm saying it deliberately because many of us may not understand the logic behind selling diamonds at a low price. We know that one way or the other, he had to benefit, but we request from the department to explain those processes. Chair, well, I've asked this, that is there no way that we can quickly finalize the situation? As well as in terms of the consolidation, I think Honorable Mkhwanazi has covered me in the sense that we are saying that within the financial year, we will finalize some of the processes. But I'm worried that until March, looking at all these fiasco, all these things that are taking place, involving the commission as well, is the time sufficient for us to finalize all these outstanding matters that are before us in relation to Alesco? James, may I ask as well from the DG, what is the status of the Zamazamas in the area? May have a contributing factor in all processes that are taking place. And taking, I'm not sure, Chair, that processes are in fact right. Out of the six options that we are presenting today, I see a kind of a further delay. We are saying that we still have to take these options to Parliament.
I want to find out as well, what is the role of the committee? Can't as a committee look at the options as put before us, assess them, synthesize them, amend, if ever there is a way of amending them, and then instruct the department to implement rather than wait, perhaps we wait too long before these options are taken to Parliament. We can't have the department seated just because they are waiting for Parliament to take a decision. Then these are the kind of delays that we are talking about. We don't seem to be quickly responding to the issues and matters that are happening on the ground, which in fact are delaying all these processes. And we are saying that these processes are very, very much costly to us. And we are saying that some of these SOEs are very, very much limping. I'll be happy to attach values or if we're saying that they were sold at a low price, the diamonds. If then the price is standardized, the gap between the prices that diamonds were sold at and the standard prices, what is the difference? Are we in a position to recover all those discrepancies that FSI sold the diamonds for? Chair, I wish to wait there. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Honorable Gumede. Can we have Honorable, what's happening now? Okay. Can we have Honorable Shabalala? Okay, before Honorable Shabalala, is Mutelezi here? Nkosi Mutelezi. Are you here, sir? No. Is the Honorable Kwangwa here? Yeah, he always absent. And then let's go to Honorable Shabalala.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. Chairperson, there's somebody who has unmuted their mic. We know it's by elections. He's singing NC, Save Woman at the back there.
I have apologized. It's me. It's Gumede.
Mute your mic. Thank you. Thank you so much. Chairperson, let's welcome the presentation. I don't even know where to start, but nonetheless, the first slide from the first one, the one that says presentation, so I'm counting it as the first slide, because on my side it says zero, so I don't know the numbers of the slides. So I'll count that one that says 11 November, 1, 2, 3, the third slide, just the fourth paragraph there. It says, in the engagement with the contractor raised allegations of intimidation, unfair exclusion from the mining procurement cycle, unauthorized mining activity, dishonest reporting of diamond revenues, and unlawful appointment of the marketing and sales provider, Skylet. So that's one. It's part of the what they've been found by Koboto. The second slide, number three, it says, upon assessment of accounts given by both contractors, SJV leadership, the department recommended that a senior counsel be appointed to investigate the allegation. Further, as the contractors were able to provide plausible and logical explanation to each allegation, PSJV leadership, on the other hand, could not provide adequate explanation. Now, I want just to take it there and just get clarity. And if Mayor can speak to that number three, the one that I just read, last one, where the whole department says that there must be a senior counsel to be appointed to investigate. And I take it perhaps it's the Koboto, I'm not too sure. Then it speaks about PSJ leadership unable to provide adequate explanation. Now, as we move on, we are speaking about what in the turnaround, and it speaks, still makes reference to the PSJV. I've noted when you said that there's going to be a CPA structure in December and so forth, but I'm really trying to find what has went wrong and who should take the accountability, but also how do we move on to the next role, or as we move on with the company, who's going to be seized with this role? It brings me to that point of this PSJV. As much as it's the Richtersveld Mining Company and sharing of the joint venture, I'm really finding very problematic that this PSJV, all this gross and maleficent and this contact that has been happening, it's been under their watch. And these are the people still who are given the responsibility. And yes, you would educate me around the structure, because then they have a duty. There's no, you cannot divorce the structure outside them. However, that is a problem. You know, there's this saying that it is PSJV. It might not mean it is the entire structure. And that's where I want to come into, to say what is the problem and who's the problem moving on this matter. Now, the second slide on forensic investigation background, the one that speaks about Kobote, is point one. There's another point one right at the bottom. It says the investigation by Kobote uncovered that there were irregular actions committed by the executive and board of the PSJV. It goes to exactly what I'm saying, the same board of PSJV in the management of the diamond operation. In addressing the findings of Kobote and the recommendation actions to be instituted, the PSJV board was directed to act on the findings. The table below provides summary of it. So you are saying this PSJV, the board itself committed by the same executive, but you are also saying PSJV must, in the recommendation, must be the one that directs and acts on the findings. And something is just not making sense to me there. If the department can explain their logic and their thinking. And while I'm expanding on the matter, this unlawful awarding of contract that was discovered, it says the recommendation of Kobote, it says DPE and the board. I want to know exactly at what point and whose role is it, at what point. And do we really need, you know, I know Companies Act employs us on issues of boards, but it's really proving to be problematic where areas there are boards and these things happen under the watch. You look in this slide presentation, it speaks about where contracts were awarded. The board was there. The board has not been dissolved. So all these matters are happening under this watch, but we're saying recommendation, the public enterprise and the board. Whose role is it exactly to make sure that there is accountability, but you oversee the smooth running of this Alexco? On the appointments of Mackenzie Sales, the Scarlett, there's a point on the Zondo that the department says they finished the report with Zondo for further investigation. I want to find out, and yes, you give Zondo, but Zondo Commission is meant to investigate state of capture, and state of capture is things that happen, and of course, Alexco is part of those. Now, that process of Zondo will happen where they will find those matters, but I'm asking a question to say, now you've appointed Kobote from July to October 2019, that was 3 months. They gave you the report. It's 4 months later, because then I'm counting November and Feb. I'm not even counting from March on because of lockdown. Now you're saying you are going to give Zondo for further investigation. The question is, and it's a simple question, that what is the story with the fusion center? There are government institutions that we've put in place. There's SIU, there's HOS, there's NPA, there's Competition Commission, there's Public Protector. How come we are overlooking that and we want Zondo to investigate? Zondo exists with so many matters. I don't even know the time they're going to conclude. However, we know now they do have the powers to also institute or rather recommend or take over matters to the NPA or the halls for further processing. But I feel it's a bit unfair for your side where you've given a Kobote, it gives you a report, it tells you what has happened. Next thing you are saying, you are giving Zondos for further investigation. I'm finding that move of yours, as much as it's a good move, perhaps, but it might lack that part that you are not utilizing the fusion center. I want to align that point on the fusion center where I speak about SIU, Hawks, NPA. On the Scarlet, has been appointed for so many years. However, the recommendation of Gobota says we must terminate, and of course that has been done according to court. But there's an issue of the recovery of the money that we lost, because this company was given a duty to market. However, what they ended up doing, they ended up selling the rough diamonds at a price that is ostensibly lower than the market price. Now, it covers that point that Honorable Gobert was making about the pricing. It's there. There is the market price that is there. So I'm just saying that it's there. This Scarlet did what was opposite. And you are saying that even that is against the law itself. The question is, what are we doing? How are we using this fusion center? And really now, I'll immediately employ the department to them themselves. They should open a case against this. They should take this matter to the relevant authorities to be able to deal with, beside the internal processes of disciplinary. Because immediately you are cancelling, but you didn't get value for money, but you've paid these people. And unfortunately, in this light presentation, because this is the, you've given us the conclusion in a way, the short version of the Gobota itself, we don't have the actual Gobota forensic report. Because it's supposed to show us the money that were paid and how much was the services were rendered and how much was paid and how much did we lose to who and why and how did that happen. Now, maybe just the last point, Chairperson, on the tender committee. I want to know, on the tender committee, who are the persons involved in the tender committee and what is to be done? Because there's somewhere in the slide it speaks about, where Gobota speaks about the tender committee. Who are this tender committee that we are referring to? It says it's another slide. You don't have the numbers. So it's on findings and recommendation 3 or 5, just where number 2, the matter, the procurement process in the appointment of contractors, in particular the appointment of a diamond marketing sales. Then you go right at the end there. It says the tender committee should not be involved in the evaluation and adjudication of tenders, as this is the breach of anonymous resolution. Board members should only be involved in the approval of tenders. So board members now, that's what it says, must be involved. But there was this tender committee that committed. Who are this committee and what is done to them? Because we are now reduced to be some corruption watch portfolio, and it's not only us, in many other areas where there is corruption. So on this matter of Alexco, we cannot leave it as is, because we are reduced to matters of being corruption watch. But then we need to be able to say, this is the structure, this is the personnel involved, this is what is transpired, this is how many, so that when you're saying these are the options for us to consider, let us take this Alexco and combine it with AMS, the mining company, you are awaiting the cabinet decision. No, diagnose the problem and deal with the matters at hand that we are facing, that we are having. The Presidential SOE Council, Chairperson, it's given that mandate to deal with all the 700-something SOEs to look into. So I wouldn't know that immediately when our colleagues in the department takes this Alex go to cabinet for that, for them to go to, what does that mean? Does it mean something different? Because I understand that the department will still have the oversight or accountability and the mandate role. However, now we do have this SOE Council that must look into all these SOEs. And you can just see by the looks of things, Alesco is going to be one of those companies that are at the helm. But it doesn't mean this company, there is a lucrative market, there is a mining to take place. Department says it has appointed in its own turnaround strategy. Let me just go to the turnaround strategy. It says, a formal technical test team has been established to conduct further studies on the proposed option, transfer for the, we've been here since we started we've been talking about some establishment or somebody to go there and check if this exploration or we'd be able to, it's prudent, it's lucrative, there's money that needs to, because when we speak about company, we should be able to speak about a company that is able to be self-sufficient, but is company that can give money to the state, but not only money to the state. There is business for it. There is mining from the land and original mining from the land that we find here in South Africa. So it's here, not that there isn't anything. The problem is the whole governance and management and somebody not doing their work somewhere, but the problem of corruption, we can see it for what it is. However, we cannot fold our arms and wait for other processes to happen. Let's do something now as the department. Let's get a good place that speaks and tells us what is going to happen. The fact that the CEO is an acting board doesn't say much to me, but there's just too many things happening here. Thank you so much, Chairperson. Thanks.
Thank you, Comrade, Your Honorable Shabalala. Can we go back to you, DG?
Thank you, Chair. Roma, do you want to go first to respond to the questions? And then I'll fill in where the ones that you have not addressed. Do you want to do that?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me do that, DG. Let me first start with the governance structures or the community challenges that are delaying the conclusion of or you know, making sure that the PSJV is properly functioning. If I can just give a summary, the CPA is a structure that was established post the settlement, the court order. So within the CPA structure, there's about 8 companies that look into various economic activities. We've got mining, agriculture, property, and others. So within the CPA, there is a Rustenburg mining company, which then is required to appoint 3 members on the PSJV board so that they can represent the interest of the company. Since, you know, the community has been divided, and that has resulted in the community not being represented in the PSJV. Rural Development has attempted numerous times to regularize the structures, and you know, with them failing, they appointed the CPA administrator early this year. He started with the work in June. So with that collapse, it really delayed some of the actions that the department would have liked to implement. Nonetheless, there are elections that are planned for, I think, January. In December, there will be an AGM where the community will then be given feedback on what, you know, has been happening within the PSJV and all the other structures, and also the way forward in terms of elections of new members so that they can be represented in all these economic activities, including representation in the PSJV. With that, So in general, so we're hoping that once the committees are structured, then we'll be able to resolve some of the community challenges. In terms of the monetary losses or that, you know, in terms of the monetary losses that were incurred by these the corruption activities, I must say that there hasn't been that that number being put before the department or in that respect. But the selling of diamonds, we are looking into it, and also the CEO, the current acting CEO, is looking at how to maximize the current prices, so that the contractors and the PSJV can benefit and receive the maximum revenues that they can with this new marketing and sales company. I will also speak to the Zamazamas. It is a big challenge in that area. It's a security concern. There are also violent events that have taken place within the PSJV operations. We have there is a committee or a team with the Port Nolloth police. Also, the DMRE is also involved in trying to resolve the issues with the Zamazamas. The area is quite vast, and in terms of security, it can be challenging. But there is a committee that has been established to look into how this. According to the DM, it is a criminal act. But we must also be cognizant of the socioeconomic challenges that are facing the community there. So there is a community that is looking into how we can at least work or regularize the Zamazamas and bring them into formal into a formal activity rather than them stealing from the mines around the Rechtersfeld. I will also touch on the PSJV. With the deed of settlement, honorable members, the PSJV is an unincorporated entity, which makes it difficult. The running and management of the pooled operations, according to the court order, rests with the interim joint board, which is the PSJV. So it also states that the joint board shall exercise control over any litigation of whatever nature that has been brought forward concerning the pooled operation. So in terms of the department, it's limiting the department's action because the structure is quite limiting. So I can say that the control or the management or any it lies with the PSJV. But however, I can say that with this looking into the new role of Alex Co, together with the rural development, we'll be looking at the whole deed of settlement, how we can amend some of the complicated structures, and how maybe we can try and get some control or influence in terms of the activities at the PSJV. I would also, let me touch on also that the Gumeda brought in the whether we have the slow or the speed at which some of these issues have been resolved, I mean, have been resolved. We have, I think, post the or in February this year, we had appointed the administrator last year to look into the allegations of Gobodo. He was appointed in September, and in January, that's when he suspended the CEO PSJV, so he can look into the allegations that were brought forward. Unfortunately, they have been slow, but their cases have been opened at the police, at the Kimberley police, and also other findings in terms of activities. There's also been cases that were opened with the police to take on further investigation. Gigi, I think I will stop there for now.
Come in again. The chair, on the question of is it feasible to achieve the targets that we've given ourselves, or rather the activities that we've given ourselves during the course of this year? The answer is from a principal point of view, that's what we do at Valex. We believe that we can achieve that decision before the end of this year through the single committee that you have set up with DMRE. Based on the six options that we had presented previously to the committee. And that is important for us because the funding for Alexco itself was running out, obviously, with the PSJV not being able to operate at a level where it could it could contribute to the running of Alexco. And I also want to say that we understand the frustration that the members have expressed here. Yeah? But the nature of these CPAs that have been set up is that you cannot move without communities. And we all know what the state of CPAs across the country. And that's an issue that we have raised with the rural development is to say the legislation that informs CPAs needs to be looked at because there's a lot of strife that is, especially when these land parcels are made available to communities that has informed these CPAs, and it makes it difficult to move on any issue as a result, because without the CPA agreeing, you cannot move. The Arachusfal community has also been unique in that we really have been engulfed with many cases. Really from 2007, there's just been one case after the other that either government or the Alexco itself has had to respond to from various groupings within the community, some of them claiming to be legitimate leaders of the community, therefore entitled to lead some of the structures that have been put in place, including the RMC itself, which is a shareholder in Alexco PSJV. So that has been the challenge that we have. With regard to the processes within government, that's how they are set up. It's we cannot move alone. We have to move with our sister departments in implementing recommendations that we come up with. So it does cause on our side frustration, but if we bypass those, mashallah, in the aim of concluding things speedily, we run foul of the very findings that come to us through the AG, where we said, I told you, have not followed procedures, regulations, or legislation, and we are hit with irregular expenditure. That unfortunately is as to the some of the long-term lands that we have put before you. The land settlements that Ogumede has, that has been done. The work has been completed. The land, the registration of the land, the state attorney in Cape Town was handled, including the properties. So the work has been completed. What is left to do now is just transfer those to the trust. The challenges that I've just outlined to you have also had a direct impact on that, because the land and the properties are supposed to go into the trust as well, a property trust, and that and because it's not been properly constituted, it we have had a big lot there, and we're hoping the project development in the process they are running that they will be able to solve that. The on the calculation of how much the community has lost, those calculations can easily be done, including the contractors, Chair. Because if the marketing sales process is producing prices that are below market values, everyone loses. The contractors bring out these diamonds at their own cost. They carry the operational cost of mining operations. And that means that, and there's been particular incidents that have been brought also to our attention of diamonds that should have gotten really great values, because this the 8 to 11% undervaluation that has been shown is an average undervaluation. But there's been incidents where the contractors were convinced that they should be able to get really good returns from the good stones that they had produced, and they were not they did not realize that. So that is some of the issues that the authorities will have to deal with and work that out, you know, on the basis of over the last 5 years when this entity was in place. I mean, the turnover of the PSG averaged somewhere between 300 to 500 million rand. So working that out on just on 10% on 300 million, you can work out there is about 150 million rand that would have been lost on the 500. If you work it out against the 500 million, then that figure goes up to 250 million rand. So anywhere between 250 million rand would have been lost by various players, government, the contractors, the communities. Those proceeds would have been that can be worked out. And those that are responsible for that, they must be pursued to the full might of the law. Of course, have to be dealt by the Zondo Commission. It's for that reason, beyond the authorities that we are taking there, they have to be made visible to the public as well as to what has happened here, and through that particular process, see how can some of the recoveries that you have referred to can be made. And that document that the PC can make recommendations, but as we know, the executive and its processes operate as they do. But the support and recommendations from this PC can help a great deal in terms of getting the executive to move on some of these things. And also there is an option, of course, to call in, to have a joint session with the four data portfolio committees that are overseeing all the four departments concerned and seek answers in terms of why progress has not been made. And I think that will help a great deal in helping to give some impetus to the work that we're doing. Now, the Marshall was asking the question, who's accountable for where we find ourselves? Where we are. I mean, all of us who are in positions of authority, definitely we are accountable for where we find ourselves. Because there's a problem, as I've indicated in my opening remarks, that has been going on for many years. The divisions in the community, the authorities or the leadership in the successful communities are also responsible for where we find ourselves. And unfortunately, the ordinary members of the community are the ones that have lost the most. One has had to hear pleas from old people in the Rachtersveld community where they were saying, can I at least just even have 1 cent of the proceeds of this compensation that we have been promised so that at least I don't die not having tasted it. I've been to the Rachtersveld many times. I've had to hear people make that plea. But without having these structures, because that's what the deed of settlement instructed and directed. It's law. It's an order of the court to say when we process a certain payment, for instance, there's a 45 million rand payment that must be processed. You must have legitimate structures in place to be able to receive and distribute those proceeds. And at least authorize the distribution if they are saying Alesco should do it. Those are some of the challenges and the heartbreaking stories that we hear in those communities. I mean, I still get text messages from people from those communities who are seeking to understand what is going on basically the finalization of this issue and realization of the benefits that await them if it was to be done properly. Because this is potentially one of the communities that could be some of the richest in the country because of the value of minerals that are on their land. And of course, just the mere sheer size of the land that they have got and its access to fresh water on the Orange River, they should be in a much better place than where we are now. So this issue has been to Parliament as well. At least I've been in this department through three parliaments. It has been placed here many times in Parliament. But it's an issue that must reach a closure fairly soon, Chair. The committee, the board members that were implicated by the Gobodo report are no longer at Alesco. The executive team has also left, either dismissed or ran away. That's what has happened there. So when we make references that the board must address, we're talking to the recent board at the TSG, because there is currently a board of board appointed people as well as the CEO of Alesco. So that board must implement the Gobodo report recommendation. Chair, I will stop there. Thank you so much.
Okay, DG. And I just want to check if there are any people to make quick follow-ups before we finalize everything. Of course, I will start with the Honorable Mawoto because he could not be able to say anything in the first round. Can you kick?
Yes, thank you very much, Chair. Chair, for me, we welcome the report from the department. But if you look at the investigations, there were about 16 that were being investigated. And I see that three or four of them, they're talking about the CEO who has since been dismissed. But the issue is, if you look at number four, where he's talking about the prices of diamonds, the issue there is, yes, the department might have terminated the services of Khaled. But how are we then recovering the money that is lost? Are we pursuing them legally for them to take full responsibility and pay whatever would have been due to Alesco? That's one. And then the second one is in terms of number six, the legality of Kofadem. Yes, the CEO is dismissed, but what are we then doing about the construction, which was apparently appointed without proper authorization. So what are we doing about that construction of that dam? That's two. Number three, if you look at the implementation of the turnaround strategy, I'm worried when I see bullet point number five, where it's saying there's an establishment to conduct further studies on the proposed plan to transfer the mineral rights from Alesco to AEMFC. Now, AEMFC is a very small company. Their revenue is not that good, although they're doing well financially. But if you look at their objectives that they wanted to meet over the past financial year, they have not met all their targets. But financially, they're doing well. They're growing. Their net profit after tax is looking good. Now, you here you are having an entity that is still establishing, still trying to find its feet to grow. And then you want to then transfer the rights of a company that is on the docks to this infant that is still trying to crawl. Are we not going to find ourselves burdening AEMFC with a lot of burden from AlexCo instead of DG getting AlexCo right, so that when you transfer the rights to AMF, I agree with one mining company owned by the state, but is it not premature? Is it not too early to want to bottle AMFC with such responsibility when they are only starting to find their feet now? That's three. And then the last one is, how far is the proposed options that you've tabled, that you await cabinet? What is the response from the minister? How far is it? Because we're already almost at the end of this financial year. We're left with 1 month in this quarter and then 3 months in the last quarter of the financial year. And I know that you planned for some activities to happen this financial year. So how far are you with that approval of the options that you've put forward to cabinet? And that will be all from my side, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Wadjo. Can we have another member, Nkonazi? Honourable Nkonazi?
I'm fine, Chair. Honourable Gumede covered the issue of the time frame. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Gumede?
Chair.
Yebo.
I'm almost covered, Chair. Apart from the only thing that I can highlight is that we seem to be having too many confusing structures. That's one of the reasons we can't put things together. Otherwise, they need to consolidate the issue of governance. Let me put it like that. At least perhaps some of the things may improve. Thank you, Chair. Otherwise, I'm covered.
Okay. Honorable Tshabalala.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. The matter on the financial position of AlexCo and PSJV over the months, I want to know the austerity, this drastic austerity measures that we're going to initiate, including a retrenchment process that has to be undertaken and contain the operating costs. If we can have a sight of that as soon as it's available, so that we understand exactly at what scale the community is losing, before we find ourselves, that's that. Secondly, financing, where are we going to get the money and how much money do we need for operating? Maybe we can do that in the financial statement, the financial report of AlexCo when we get it, because failure to do so, we're going to be told one day that liquidations and all of that. The matter on the role approval, not the approval, sorry, the six options that were presented and consolidation on state mineral assets in order to optimize and align state participation in the mining sector. I think I'll go with that suggestion, Chairperson, that says let's have these joint meetings with these four sister departments. I think the sooner we do that, the better, because we're just going to just move around cycles. As much as all of us who are accountable, there are people who are running that institution day to day. Exactly what are they doing? So if we can have that joint meeting, I think that would be prudent. And that way, because we're going to do oversight at this portfolio committee, we can find our way in so far as us trying to get into the items, especially when it comes to matters of community, because that's where we're directly and then responsible in a way, because we do represent communities and their interests, and of course in representing the state. But I'm just saying that at this point, the day-to-day running, the accountability authorities must do their job. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Tshabalala.
Can we go back to you, DG, to finish up, round up?
Yeah, well, no, thank you very much, John. Thank you to the honorable members for some of the input that you have received. To the question that we have put, Memo, definitely the recovery of monies that has been stolen literally by manipulating processes relating to diamond sales and marketing, that is very much on our agenda. The chair, the Muruma will just speak to the copper dams, but the committee that we have set up of DGs on ALESCO issues should also have a great deal in terms of expediting that issue. But I'm aware that the environmental authorities in the province have also had a closer look at what is happening. So Muruma, if you have permission, will speak to that just now. The point that the memo is making about potentially burdening SOMCO with ALESCO is a fair point, but we're also faced with a situation where the department and government is not in a position to keep putting more money into ALESCO. Over R1 billion has been put into ALESCO and the Raskersfeld community structures since the 2007 deed of settlement was agreed. So, and of course, quite a significant portion of money went towards modernizing the Alexandra Bay town to ensure that it can be transferred to Raskersfeld local municipality. So the coffers are not able to support. So that's what we're hoping. SOMCO with its commercial mind will help in terms of if this is a subsidiary to say how can they exploit the assets that are there and in justice front. The progress with what we are pursuing with DMRE, we had referred to that earlier. We'll provide a feedback soon, Chair. As I said, we are hoping to get an agreement in principle before the end of this financial year from DMRE based on the work that the think-up committees are doing. And then we can do the legal work early in the next financial year to ensure that we progress this issue. The structures that we have are a direct product of the deed of settlement. And I agree, they are confusing, there are many, and they make it very difficult, even for the CPA itself, to be able to manage the various structures. Each one of the structures, the substructures of the CA, regards itself as independent, which cannot be right, because the CPA is supposed to be representing the interests of the community as a whole. So those are some of the matters that cause strife in the community and that lead to resources not being properly accounted for. And that's something that rural development needs to sort out for us. For instance, as we sit in here with communities that are, there's monies that are in the investment trust there. How they are being managed is also a problem. I'm hoping that rural development can also pay closer attention to that. And the last time we checked, I think it was over 300 million that was sitting in that investment trust, whose proceeds is still questionable as to how it's being utilized. The financial position of ALESCO itself, we can provide that, and then fairly soon, ALESCO should be coming to the PC to share its annual report, so you'll be able to have insight on what is happening to the business going forward. Chair, that was the last one of the questions that had been raised. But what we just want to say as well is unity in the communities will go a long way in terms of also putting pressure on all of on authorities, whether they're in government or in other or out there in other structures, to really do the work that they need to do for the communities. And that for us has been an area that has been quite sad to see that you know, if the committee was united, they could achieve so much more, and has not been feasible because committees allowed people who are coming from the outside to come in and influence and divide them. And some of us have seen this firsthand because we have been involved in this matter. We have been in the Writers' Fund many times over the last, since the deed of settlement was concluded. And it's important, Chair, even for the PSJV as it goes forward, that even the mining, the contract mining and and other services that are provided to the mine, they must be sourced from the community. There must be people from the community that provide this. The years of these people who are sitting in Johannesburg and Cape Town benefiting from that as well, that must change. That must, because the endowment to the peoples of Rachtersfeld, of the wealth that is in their land, must be for their benefit of what is in the sea neighboring their land. They must be for those communities. And we hope to achieve that goal with the support and cooperation of the communities. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you, DG. Honourable members, I think we have engaged the presentation, and we have made a lot of suggestions, of which I think the department is going to make consideration, is taking consideration of those recommendations that we have requested. But above that, we still have an outstanding visit, oversight visit to that community and to Alaska from the 2nd to the 5th of December, according to the program. Therefore, we'll be in a position to relate to those issues directly and have our own experience engaging the communities around and stakeholders around there. I do understand also that there is people who have logged in here who are, according to the information at my disposal, that are claiming to be representing the community there. Therefore, we allow them to be part of this, though their participation was not necessarily allowed. But we're happy that they are here. We'll be engaging them when we are involved in that particular oversight visit. Therefore, we would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody that has been able to come. But all we will need to do as this department is that we don't want another liquidation of the companies. We've already lost a company that we could not rescue, which is South African Express. And we don't want to lose another entity again. We have to try to strive to maintain and improve the performance of these entities that are left, and of course assist in making them profitable so that they can be in a position to contribute not only to our GDP but also to contribute in the economic growth and create an environment where our own state will be able to improve the quality of life of our people. Therefore, these SOEs are not just there to contribute to the bourgeoisie and improve their profit and so on, but they are supposed to have an indirect and direct contribution in the improvement of the life standard of our people generally. Therefore, in that, we really appreciate, DG, your efforts at the department. We're really happy that we get this report. We would like not only to end where you ended, but also to improve so that when we get the update next few months, and that update must be showing a step forward. We that's what we would like to see. We want just one step or two steps forward. we want that improvement. That will also help us to have a night to sleep. Secondly, I would like to extend my appreciation of the members that continue to attend, but I'm also concerned about the members that we are losing in this portfolio committee. Today is the entire TA is not here. We have the IFP, which has been in and out. We have Honorable Kwanga of UDM, who disappeared long ago. And actually, we end up not knowing really that what is happening. Though it's not our duty to put our nose in an internal dynamics of a particular political party. But of course, our presence and attendance to this portfolio committee, which is a parliamentary responsibility of all of us, we have been appointed to serve in this portfolio committee by the parliament and political parties. Therefore, we have to honor that particular responsibility. Therefore, it worries when you see people disappearing one by one or not attending at all. But they have got something to say about the portfolio committee and the development here. While they are not participating, that worries. It's really acceptable to find a political party being very, very critical about the performance of the department and the entities while she or he attends all the sessions. But it's really unacceptable to listen to a person who doesn't consistently partaking in the business of the portfolio committee, which is a key responsibility of a member of parliament. Therefore, that worries us. With those words, I appreciate those members who continue attending and who are still part of this long journey of this portfolio committee. And thank you, everybody. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, members.
Thank you so much, Chairperson, for those closing remarks. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.